I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. More than a million people are displaced and an unknown number dead in Serbia, Bosnia, and Croatia. This following the worst flooding in more than 120 years. Transworld Radio's Serbia partner director Drako Jenevic says entire communities have been washed away, including evangelical churches.
Whole Bosnia with 4 million people has no more than 600 believers with extremely growth of Islam. For some people, if the church in Bosnia is under the water, there is no church in another 50 or 100 kilometers.
Jenevic wants you to pray the programming and solar power radio distribution will be effective in reaching the lost. Next, Bibles for China's Bob Drew says they never go to the same place twice because the country is vast and so is the need for God's Word. On a recent trip to a mountainside village, their team was ready with 200 Bibles, but 500 people came. Disaster?
The older Christians, some of them waiting 40-plus years for a Bible, chose to give their Bibles to the new believers so that every new believer in that room got a Bible, and the senior Christians chose to just wait for an opportunity that may or may not come. But it really was a beautiful vision of their faith.
The November team is forming now. You can find the details at our website. And losing everything in a tornado hasn't stopped Eric and June Simpson from sponsoring a child in Haiti. The Simpsons sponsor their child through Food for the Hungry. After the tornado hit their area, the Simpsons weren't ready to abandon their girl in Haiti, who had survived massive destruction from hurricanes, earthquakes, and floods. Sponsoring a child in Haiti has helped the Simpsons make a difference in the life of a suffering child physically and spiritually. Go to missionnetworknews.org for links. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. May is National Foster Care Month. Join Buckner International's 30 Days of Prayer for Foster Care. Sign up to receive daily e-prayer points at missionnetworknews.org to help you pray for foster families and children in need. I'm Greg Yoder.